It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is, of course, with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. And she brought it in with us. And so I know it doesn't do us a lot of good on the air, but it is, now what is May again? Amanda, how are you first?
Hi, thank you for having me. Yes, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So happy Mental Health Awareness Month to everyone.
So you have gone out and these are all purchased with like grants and things like that.
Yes.
So tell us what you've got.
Yes, so I was able to write for and was granted money through the Live on Utah campaign recently to acquire means restriction things for our community, whether that be gun cases, ammo boxes, gun locks. I've got medication, those doTERRA dissolvable medication things, all in the name of suicide prevention, obviously, but also just making sure that our community has safeguards put in place to protect their family and their firearms and things like that.
So we have got, just in front of me, we've got a gun case, we've got an ammo box, we've got trigger locks. We've got these here that are, what are they, attachable license holders?
License lockers, yes, for your stock on your gun and for your bow and arrow. You know, I wanted to try and come up with some creative ways of getting messaging in front of our community members, right? And we know that in the state of Utah, the chances of you owning not just one gun, but multiple guns is high. And so if we can get suicide prevention messaging in front of our gun owners, just as a way, again, of safeguarding their firearms and their ammo, the better. So creative ways of doing that is purchasing gun cases. And these gun cases are great because they have dual combos on them. So ideally, in a home, one person would have half of the combo. I would have the other half of the combo. That way, it just puts time between somebody in a suicidal crisis and their choice of means, right? And so these gun cases are hard case with 50. They hold up to a 53-inch long barrel, and they're free to the community. And then these license lockers that you were just mentioning, they wrap around with Velcro around the stock of a gun or around your bow, where you can put your hunting license in it when you're out in the field and you're out with the deer or the elk or whatever the case may be, and have your license in there. But there's also 988 messaging in there, just giving people that last opportunity to see that there's a lifeline out there available, that they're not alone, and that there are people out there that are willing and able to help them get through a mental health crisis.
And once again, too, you've got like an ammo storage box, you've got trigger locks here, and all of it is really free to the public.
Absolutely.
So where do they need to go? What do they need to do if they're interested in any of this?
All they have to do is come down to the health department. They're readily available. I've got some of the gun cases unwrapped already. And the ammo boxes, you know, because another thing that we are trying to push out through the Live on Utah campaign and the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, Grand Counties, and, you know, 988 is making sure that if there are firearms in the home, which is fine, we don't mind that. We're not advocating for gun control, advocating for gun safety, obviously. To keep your ammo separate from your firearms, right? Again, putting time and distance between somebody in a mental health crisis and their lethal choice of means. And so we have these ammo boxes that are also locked with a key and with a combo, and then the trigger locks that require a little key. And I'll tell you what, I have well over 1,000 trigger locks, gun locks, and I have a little over 100 of the ammo boxes, almost 200 of the gun cases. So I have a plethora of these means restriction tools to help protect the families in Carbon, Emory, and Grand County.
So once again, if anyone is interested in any of this and getting a gun box with a lock box on it or any of this, what do they need to do? Do they get a hold of you? What's the easiest way to do it?
Yep, they can get a hold of me through my work, area code 435-636-1153. Come down to the office at 65 South 100 East, Price, Utah. You can email me. You can reach out to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, Grand Counties. I check the messenger on there, and I can meet up with you. You can come into the health department, however you want it. Just let me know, and I'll reserve it for you. You come down and pick it up.
So all of this is available to the public. It is all free. And you know, it's just another, as you said, just another added measure.
Absolutely.
Of firearm safety in the home.
Absolutely. You know, because even when we have youth in the home, right, we know that we are teaching our kids that guns are dangerous and that we shouldn't touch them. But the kids are still curious and they want to know why they can't touch them. So they're going to touch them. That's just the way kids are. And so if we can make sure that they are locked away properly, stored, the ammo is separate and unloaded when they are being stored, that just lessens the chance of our children even getting to our firearms. And that, you know, that's priority too, is we want to keep our kids safe. But it's definitely an asset to any home that has firearms in, regardless of children being in the home or whether you think there's a mental health crisis. Making sure that our firearms are locked up is definitely top of list priorities.
As it should be. All right, Amanda, is there anything else you wanted to mention or talk about before we get out of here today?
You know, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that it is Mental Health Awareness Month and that we are available to the community at any given time as a resource. To help get connected to other resources within the state of Utah and even locally, and to provide these services to the people that we love and that we serve, which is our Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Amanda McIntosh of the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. You know what? And this, once again, I don't think we can reiterate that enough. Absolutely free. Locking gun cases, locking ammo boxes, trigger locks. All of these things are available to you. Just give them a call down at the health department and they can hook you up. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure being in your studio, sir.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.